This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Well, you're probably going to hear a familiar voice whom we didn't expect. I guess we didn't expect you back for a while. You just decided to kind of bop back, and you missed us so desperately that you left vacation to come back and deal with us.
Sure. I guess you want to put it that way, yeah.
I was going to say, you know how Manny, you know how you can tell Manny's lying? You hear his voice. No, that's rude. Welcome back.
That's good.
Right, Manny, I thought we should put up two things I thought about today before I tell you about what's going on.
Okay.
Number one, I thought we should write up, now I know this doesn't actually apply to you specifically, but it actually might, of what's your worst hair story, right? Now, as women, we all have terrible hair stories. You know, someone said, I'll just tell you mine quickly, which I would probably have to repeat, which is I had moderately long hair at one point, and I went in and I said to a new person, could you just trim the ends? And he cut off probably 6 inches on one side, and I said, I can't believe you did that. And he said, well, you want me to leave it? I mean, so that was, he chopped off like, so let's put up, tell me your worst hair story. Now, you don't really have a huge amount of hair, is that correct?
Well, I do have a worst hair story. The only thing is it's currently ongoing. Because,
oh, good.
Because I'm losing it, basically.
Oh, well, okay, but that's an okay thing to put.
Yeah.
All right, so let's put up worst hair story. The other thing I was thinking about, because so many people have actually asked me about it, not necessarily on the air, but I actually have a life beyond the air. Don't tell anyone that. Which is sleep disorders. Tell me what your sleep patterns are and be specific. Because we did a story, about a month ago, that said that there has been new studies that suggest that people don't get 8 solid hours. We're not even talking about the fact that there are those little macho people who figure, oh, I'm only getting 3 hours, and look at me. That's a different issue. But the idea being that the study suggested that human beings really are programmed to sleep 4 hours and then 4 hours. And it's not clear what the interval in between is. So I just thought, and so many people have asked me about sleep, about sleep disorder. So I thought we'd just put up just a curious kind of thing. It's what they used to call mother-in-law research. I don't think we call that anymore, which is just apocryphal stories of people just telling me about their sleep patterns to see, because I think it's as accurate a way as anything to find out how people are actually sleeping. Because I know an awful lot of people don't sleep 8 hours through, and some of them are concerned about it. And the latest study I read said that a third of all Americans, because a lot of studies are, that have sleep disorders. A third. And then that's presumably adults. Babies presumably just sleep all the time, although not necessarily. So I thought we'd put those two things up on the Facebookness. We've got the holiday coming up. You know, let's also put up how do you define independence. Let's do that. Can we put up all three of those?
Sure.
We'll just have a kind of a plethora of questions for people to answer. Today is National Waffle Iron Day. Now, I'm not sure why it's not just Waffle Day. Now, you and I are both. Now, are you the oldest, or is your sister older?
My sister is older by 4 years.
Yeah, okay. Because it used to be the deal was that children should be like waffles. You're allowed to throw away the first one, which is a little offensive. Probably not so much to you, Manny, because you're the second, but for me it's very offensive. It's also National Camera Day and National Butter Crunch Day. Clearly they're stretching. They're stretching. Now, you missed yesterday, Manny, which was National Tao Day. Now, do you know what that is?
No.
Like Tao, like the Greek symbol for tea. And the idea is that somebody a couple of years ago decided that pi was really unwieldy, 3.14159, which is the circle, the ratio of circles. And he said tau makes much more sense because it's 2 pi, and it's a much more useful kind of measurement. So we convinced Tom yesterday that he was allowed to go to any bakery he wanted and get two pie. All right, so we were got a little giddy yesterday. All righty, 855-993-7569. One of the reasons was that yesterday in history is one of those cataclysmic days politically, that there were people were crowned, people were decrowned. It was just so we decided to do something because it was just clearly such a traumatic day in history. So what we decided to do was, what are you doing this summer? As you know, we tend, Manny is one of my my brain trusts that when things get just too incredibly heavy that we can't do anything with it. All right, let's do remaking movies. It just we dealt well with Orlando and the Stanford rapist and you know something some other kind of the Brexit with the stock market tumbling. So we decided that we would do something sort of lightweight. All right. So on this day, did you see Puerto Rico? They're Puerto Rico's about to default on their debt, and the United States has to decide what to do about it. And apparently, we're sort of trying to be helpful. You know, do you even understand that? And I don't even know that I want to talk about it in the program because economics, even people who are political, I don't think are particularly thrilled about economics, even though it undermines and underlies everything. But I don't understand how nation, well, I do understand. I mean, the same way, here's the deal, that nations do the same thing that individuals do, right? They charge a lot of stuff on plastic, and then when the end of the month comes, they can't pay it. And then they get interest and penalty, and they can't pay that, so it just gets worse and worse. It's like 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. And apparently countries do the same thing as individuals do. There, that's my economics 101. Someone's going to call up and say, Joy, that doesn't, you oversimplified. But if I have, you can call up and tell me that. All righty, 855-993-7569. 855-993-DR-JOY. It's actually, it's 855-99-DR-JOY. Forgive me. On this day in 1880, France annexes Tahiti. Most of us know about Tahiti, right, from the Gauguin paintings. Actually, I know some people who have been to Tahiti that say it's fantastic. It's a long way away, though. In 1956, this keeps coming up, I guess, because one was the proposal of the Federal Highway Act, and now today is the day that it officially was signed into law. 1956, for those of you who are historians, especially presidential historians, realize that that's Eisenhower. And he created the interstate highway system, which we keep reiterating was really, Eisenhower was a general. And he really wanted to make the United States capable of moving, of deploying troops within the country. Tanks, soldiers, whatever. And so he created the interstate highway system, which lamentably ruined Route 66, apparently, as opposed to 77 Sunset Strip, which I confuse the two. Numbers, what can I tell you? On this day in 1972, the Supreme Court rules in the Furman versus Georgia case that arbitrary and inconsistent imposition of the death penalty violates the Eighth Amendment, the Eighth and, I think it's Ninth, isn't it? Eighth and Fourteenth Amendment, and constitute cruel and unusual punishment. Step forward. A number of states, including the one I live in, have gotten rid of the death penalty. The idea being, especially with DNA and finding that people were wrongly accused, and especially in a democracy, that notion that killing one innocent person is much worse than letting somebody who's guilty go free. I suppose it depends on what side of a crime you're on, if how you feel about that. On this day in 1974, Isabel Perón was sworn as the first female president of Argentina. Her husband, President Juan Perón, had delegated responsibility due to weak health and died 2 days later. Whew. On this day in 1975, Steve Wozniak tested his first prototype of the Apple I computer. Go see Jobs, or Steve Jobs, either one. 2006, the Supreme Court ruled that George W. Bush planned to try Guantanamo Bay detainees in military tribunals violates U.S. and international law. And on this day in 2007, everybody go to your phone, Apple released its first iPhone. Can you hear me? I know, no one can. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, when you look at history, especially yesterday's history with all these invasions beginning or people crowned emperors or kings or whatever, that it was a very active day politically in history. And if you look, it turns out that the news stories reflect that something's going on this time of year. I have no idea what it is. It's you can't even attribute it to a full moon because obviously the moon's going to change with respect to any particular day. But, for example, it turns out that California voters are going to decide whether or not to legalize recreational marijuana. It's going to be on the November ballot. What do we think is going to happen then? Anybody taking bets? They're going to legalize it. Because California has always had, as I said, when I lived there, which was a while ago, they had what they called the miracle ounce. It was illegal at that time to grow marijuana, to sell marijuana, to buy marijuana, but you were allowed to have up to an ounce for personal use. And the question then begins to be, where'd you get the ounce? You can't grow it, you can't buy it, you can't sell it, but you can have up to an ounce. And the answer is, it's a miracle. So I think there's no question that they're going to legalize recreational marijuana. In a marijuana-related story in Illinois, the judge ordered PTSD to be added to the medical marijuana list. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. I can't tell if John's quite ready to go or not, so maybe I'll wait.
He's good. Man.
He is? Okay, I couldn't tell. John, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, welcome.
Yes, hello, Dr. Joy. I was listening earlier when you were talking about Puerto Rico, and I'm not sure if you referred to Puerto Rico as a country.
No, it's a protectorate, I think, isn't it?
It's U.S. possession.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's a U.S. possession, belong to the United States, but not actually a part of the United States.
Yeah, I think that the technical term, I think, is protectorate, but you may be right, maybe possession. And I wasn't referring to Puerto Rico as a country. I was referring to debt of other countries. So it was kind of a careless sentence construction. But, I actually... Yeah, you know, when I was down there, my daughter actually took me to Puerto Rico for my birthday a couple of years ago. And it was very interesting because at the time they were talking about, it turns out it's unincorporated U.S. territory, whatever that means. I guess that's the
yes,
actual
yes.
term.
Unincorporated.
Yeah. And they were talking about whether or not they wanted to do statehood. So do you live in Puerto Rico?
No, I live right next door in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, which is another unincorporated territory.
All right. So tell me about St. Thomas. The St. Thomas, because I remember at Puerto Rico that people were talking about whether or not they wanted to become the 51st state. Yeah, 51st state.
Yes. Well, they have had several opportunities to vote, but they always choose the status quo because, strangely enough, they would be given at least three choices, sometimes more. One would be statehood, one would be independent, and the other one would be status quo.
Yeah.
So status quo always won because it's the sweetest one. Because you belong to the U.S. and you have a lot of U.S. Benefits, but you're not paying into
taxes.
The U.S. Treasury.
yeah.
And I feel that if the United States were to give Puerto Rico only two options, statehood or independence, that they would take statehood. The people who want independence are a very minuscule amount of people.
It's interesting. Is that true in the Virgin Islands as well?
In the Virgin Islands, there's just no talk about independence at all. And if there was ever a talk about whether they want to be a statehood or not, and they were given a choice of statehood or independent, they would grab statehood. But we're just too tiny to be a state.
But we have some pretty small states. I wonder, are you smaller than what, Rhode Island?
Oh,
yeah, you are, by a lot. Yeah,
we have a total of just over 100,000 people out of the three main islands.
Wow. All right. So, but it's an interesting perspective. And so how do you run up a debt if you're an unincorporated territory? I guess you just borrow money. I guess like the state borrows money from the federal government or a city borrows from the state. I guess borrowing is kind of the way of the world these days and not repaying.
Yeah. Because the territories get a certain amount of federal assistance like states.
Right.
It's not automatic. When a bill is passed, let's say that applies to the 50 states, unless our representative makes sure that there's a clause in there that includes us, then we're not included.
But the economics of everything, you know, really underlie an awful lot of policy decisions, don't they?
Yes, well, the strangest thing from what I've read of the territories of the United States, each territory that the United States has, offshore territory like Guam, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, Rhode Island,
right.
But the laws and the arrangements for each are different.
I knew that part. Well, it's really interesting because one of the stories that we really didn't cover very much yesterday is Hong Kong wants to go back to being a British protectorate.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So I guess what you need to do is figure out what the economic benefit or lack of or deficiency is. Interesting stuff.
Well, like I said before, I think we're too small to be a state. But in order to be a state, you'd have to make sure you run a very austere budget.
Yeah.
Make sure you pay your bills and you don't go borrowing money.
I think that's good advice if you're a state, if you're a territory, if you're a country, or an individual.
Exactly. And you see, I want to make a point about our status of unincorporated territories.
Right.
And what that means is when you're part of the United States, you're incorporated. The United States itself is a corporation. And every state are incorporated. They're part of the United States. But these offshore territories are not, so they're unincorporated.
What turns out to be the difference in terms of practicality? What's the difference between being incorporated? Well, I guess if you're incorporated, you're a state, and if you're unincorporated, you're not a state, right?
Well, from what I have read, a lot of the states were first territories of the United States.
Yeah,
but they were incorporated because incorporation as a territory of the United States, that's the first step to become a state. But apparently the United States never had any intention of these offshore territories being a state, so they never got the first step to be incorporated.
What's the step? What's the step between going from unincorporated to incorporated? Do you happen to know?
It means that...
Well, I know what it means, but how do you actually do it? What are the steps?
Well, I don't know the mechanics of it, but I think it would have to be an act of Congress or something like that. I have to do it because now the territories are Congress...
John, let me stop you because we're going to run out of time. But thanks very much for the history lesson. I really appreciate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC
IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-DR-JOY. No, keep doing that. 855-993-7569. Because one of my listeners called up and said, look, you have to give out the phone number. You can't say 855-99-DR-JOY because that's not how people are used to thinking of phone numbers. So he kind of trained me that I would do 855-993-7569. So I apologize. Look, if I confuse you, I'll go to drjoy.com and it will become clear to you. All right, so we've got four stories, four, count them four, that have to do specifically with smoking. As I mentioned, we've got California deciding to put legalized recreational marijuana on the ballot in November. We've got Illinois, where a judge said you have to put post-traumatic stress disorder on the medical marijuana list. We've also got two more stories that have to do with smoking, and it's not telling you what they're smoking. Well, one of them is. In Virginia, there's a law banning smoking in cars with children under the age of 8. That's going to be, I wonder why they arbitrarily chose 8. You know, the idea that your lungs are more susceptible under 8, that seems a little bit arbitrary, but nevertheless, I think it's sort of a better idea. It's illegal pipe, cigar, or cigarette, or any other kind of lighted smoking equipment, which I guess means the e-cigarettes and stuff, will have to pay a $100 fine. It can't be the primary reason a police officer pulls someone over. Hmm. Well, we already have in public places no smoking, and that's even in some outdoor areas. Why subject a child to an enclosed environment where secondhand smoke could affect their health? It goes into effect this week. So it doesn't say why they chose that particular age. I don't know, because 8 years on, I can see it being school age. I don't know why. It would be really interesting to know why they specifically chose 8. Can you imagine? That means we're going to have to start carding kids.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. No, he's 8 and a half. I'll need to see him some idea about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah, sure.
I've seen people try and get, like, on the subway. I think under the age of 5, you don't have to pay or something. Oh, no, the fact that he's 6 feet tall, he's just 5. Or for roller coasters, you have to be a certain height. Usually, it used to be an age, but now it's a height. And in Chicago, the age to buy tobacco is increasing to 21 this week. That seems to me to be, that's going to be tricky as well.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It would seem to me one of the criteria for passing a law is its enforceability. Which means that we probably should not have any laws about drug usage, because we know that that's been a huge, huge failure. What was the movie I just saw? Oh, I know, Infiltrator, which comes out. It's with Bryan Cranston, who's having a terrific year. I mean, he's in all sorts of movies, animation, non-animation. Then apparently they're going to remake, or they've maybe already made it, they haven't released it yet, his portrayal of LBJ in All the Way. He won a Tony, a Drama Desk for it on Broadway. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys all know him from Breaking Bad. I didn't know him from that. So, all right, we've got two other stories having to do with women running amok. Well, actually, one of them, I'm not sure she's running amok. It probably, again, it's one of those things that depends on your perspective. There's a 99-year-old woman in San Francisco who owns an apartment. And they're talking about evicting her. And it's turned into this huge tug of war. An interesting situation also happened in New York, which I happen to be aware of more than this one. And it's the same phenomenon. And if you go up if you're ever in New York and you go up by Bloomingdale's, which is up on 60th between 3rd and Lex, 59, something like that, there is a brand new high rise that on the ground level is a weird shape. Well, it turns out the reason it's a weird shape is there was a woman who had owned an apartment and maybe even the building. It was 3 stories, maybe a brownstone, and she wouldn't sell it. And there were huge proceedings for years going to court and whatever to make her, to compel her to sell it. And she wouldn't do it. And she actually won. So they had to build the high rise around her. And then I think she finally, she was old and died, and her heirs wanted to sell it. They're saying no. That it was an incredibly expensive thing. It's a similar situation here in that the building wants to go, I think, condo or co-op or something. And so they want to buy her out, and she's unwilling to do it. She says she's lived there 99 years. And so she's now, so the judge actually ruled in her favor, but she ran up like $150,000 worth of court fees. And now the developer is saying, well, we'll pay your court fees or we'll waive them if you'll sell. So it's this huge fight, and the community's all gotten involved. I mean, it's pretty hard to throw out a 99-year-old woman. This is, your karmic debt is going to be huge on that kind of thing. So, I don't know. 855-993-7569. Manny, I know you're my email monitor, and I know we had an email that we just didn't get to yesterday, and Tom was saying he thought it was pretty urgent. So could we do that? Do we have enough time to do that right here?
Well, we've got about 4.5 minutes left.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do it here, and if I need to carry over the answer into the next segment. Or, all right, here, have your choice. I can either do movies here and then do the email next segment, or start the email here and then finish up with movies. What do you think?
I would say let's do the latter. We can start the email
movies
here.
First.
Sorry, I've got my brain's all over the place right now. Let's start the email here.
Okay, fine.
And then...
Yeah, I just want to make sure we get to it, because sometimes if we defer, then we get all sorts of phone calls that get priority, and then I never get to the emails, and people get upset with me. So I hate when people are upset. All right, so go ahead and start the email for me. We'll see how long it takes.
The email is from Liz, and Liz says, up all night at the ER with my 18-year-old son, who found a video online teaching him how to get high from Benadryl. He was hallucinating, tachycardia. Tachycardia, okay.
All right, tachycardia is tachycardia, it's T-A-C-H, which means rapid heartbeat.
Incoherent, etc. We had no idea this was something teens were doing, but got home this morning and found video after video, form after form, teaching and discussing this. Short background, he has depression and anxiety and is well managed with medication and counseling. He has never had suicidal thoughts, and this was not an attempt to hurt himself. He is an only child. What now? I videotaped him hallucinating. Do I show him it as part of the continuing conversation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, keep going. But the answer is yes.
Okay. I'm extremely concerned that he did this alone, but that seems to be part of the instructions online. We have a very open and good relationship. We talk about anything and everything. He's a recent high school grad, and I'm having some medical issues. So he told us this was too much. This was too much for him, and he was experimenting with escaping. We're scheduling counseling and medical doctor appointments ASAP. Can you discuss OTC med abuse? How do we hit this hard, but not so hard that he won't come to us anymore? How do we get him to talk, not stuff things, and not self-medicate? I mentioned he's our only child. I'm freaking out thinking, does this mean rehab or what? Typical only child parents going to extremes. I'm sure I'm missing some important info, but I can't call right now because he's always present, and I can't go all mom freaky in front of him.
Yes, you could. All right, wait a minute. Let me stop. First of all, I think you can show him that he scared the living daylights out of you. First of all, it's interesting. We talked about Benadryl 2 weeks ago because there have been two studies that came out within days of one another suggesting that Benadryl, which is the active ingredient in Benadryl, it's also in Tylenol PM, the Z-Quil, the idea that the NyQuil stuff that used Benadryl in. Interestingly enough, NyQuil does not have Benadryl in it, and some other, I think, but the idea being that people are using it usually as a sleep aid. So what Benadryl usually results in is sleepiness. It can also be confusion, ringing in the ears, blurred vision, somewhat hallucinatory. If you do enough, you can get seizures. So the tachycardia is a little unusual, but I mean, and it sounds to me that what he had was a drug interaction. You're telling me that he is taking other medications for anxiety. It sounds like maybe and or depression, and so the combination of whatever he's taking with Benadryl may have been what's happening. Benadryl, which is diphenhydramine, is an antihistamine. So most people use it for sleep, which may have been what he was doing. You're absolutely right. Let me sort of continue this. But the issue is that you can overdose on aspirin. You can overdose on vitamins. You can overdose on anything. So let's talk about how to deal with that with a kid, all right? And ourselves, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I actually had to educate myself because if you look up Benadryl, none of this occurs. But there's actually this horrifying site that says how to get high on Benadryl. And it basically says, okay, you're going to hallucinate, which I knew that about Benadryl. Well, let me before I start all of this, that the two studies I was referring to suggest that Benadryl, that prolonged use of Benadryl, can predispose you to dementia, to Alzheimer's, which is a truly terry scary kind of thing. And the idea is that they didn't really classify what repeated use was, but they said that they'd always assumed that even if you took Benadryl for a long period of time, once you stopped, that the brain function would return to normal. And they're saying, not really. Right? They're saying that the reason apparently these yahoos are tripping on Benadryl is because of the hallucinatory part of it. And because you're doing such high dosages, they're talking about basically 700 to 900 milligrams. They're saying that it will last at least 12 hours, that the hangover from Benadryl will last 2 to 3 days, they're saying that living out your worst nightmare is part of Benadryl. You're going to be dehydrated, fragmented thoughts, short memory impairment, although the new studies are saying it may not be short memory, feeling out of it, the hallucinations are going to be such that you're not going to be able to distinguish reality and fantasy, that you're going to see spiders, blurred vision, vivid hallucinations. Make sure that they're saying that you have a lot of water nearby, but not in a cup, because you're going to have motor problems. I mean, it's not like a truly scary kind of thing to do. And it turns out at such high dosages that tachycardia, rapid heartbeat, is part of the phenomenon. And the reason that apparently people take it, and I don't know whether your son took it to be able to sleep, which is a very common use of Benadryl, but it sounds like not. It sounds like he was really looking for the hallucinatory experience, and it scared the living daylights out of him, which it should. So the issue is, rather than the psychopharmacology of this, of the psychology of it. So what I would do, I mean, one of the statements that you made is, I don't want to freak out. Wrong. I would say to him, this scared the living daylights out of me. You're 18. You're about to be on your own. You could do whatever you want. As you point out to me all the time, it's your body. But why would you do this? Scared me. It should have scared you. Again, I don't know whether he's taking any other medications, but anything that is going to give you hallucinations or change your heart rate or change your neural functioning is scary enough in and of itself. But when you're talking about drug interactions, where things that are designed specifically to do that, to make you feel less anxious or to make you feel less depressed. So the first thing I would do is sit him down and say, Not to give him a lecture about how stupid he is, because hopefully he understands that he may have scared you, but I'm sure he scared the living daylights out of himself, number one. Number two, I would certainly include a minor lecture about things on the Internet that are safe and unsafe. But number three, I would say, you know, it's your body. In a couple of months, presumably, you're going to be living on your own, and when these things happen, you hope someone's around who cares about you, but this really scares me. So tell me about, you know, your feelings. Why were you doing this? What is it that you were looking for here? And rather than giving him a lecture about how stupid it is, because he already knows that, he was already the one, it was his heart that was going too fast, it was he that was hallucinating, it was he that, I mean, it's not the world's coolest thing at 18 to have your mom take you to the ER because you're hallucinating and your heart is beating so fast you think you're having a heart attack. And presumably he feels he had the two to three day hangover as well, to say, I'm freaked out about this. Tell me what's going on here. Hopefully you won't do this again, but I guess I need to know as your mom to have some better understanding about what's the goal here. Because again, it sounds like in his particular case, the deal was to get high. But what is it that he was looking for in the high? Was he... Because you talk about anxiety and depression, Benadryl, among other things, for most people is a downer, not an upper, although it did cause tachycardia. But my guess is that he was in at huge dosages. So rather than be calm and cool about this, I would show him what you're really feeling, which is, okay, I'm not trying to be a helicopter mom, but this scares the living daylights out of me. Because if your husband did it, or your girlfriend did it, or your next-door neighbor did, you would be freaked, and you would tell them you were freaked. It's not that you're saying, don't do this to me, you know, I'm freaked. But to say, I'm freaked, I'm really worried about you, is not to try and make him feel guilty, but to help him understand that this is a really scary phenomenon, and what does he want your role to be in this? And that's not a bad thing to ask him, because he's expecting a lecture, which you're going to be smart enough not to give. And there's no need to give a lecture when somebody's just been in the ER and scared the living daylights out of themselves as well as you. But second of all, tell me why you did this. I'd like to understand it better. And third of all, what do you want my role to be in this? I mean, I don't want to feel like I have to go through the medicine cabinets. And as you so accurately point out, Liz, that this is available over the counter, that you could buy Benadryl without any problem. I think Benadryl is about to be put on a completely different footing than it's been before, just because of the recent studies that suggest that what you could hear, even when they were talking about how to get high on Benadryl, they were saying short-term memory impairment. And they're now saying, maybe not. It may be, in fact, permanent and may predispose you. I mean, think about it. Anything that gives you hallucinations, you can't differentiate between fantasy and reality. It takes at least 3 days for everything to be washed out of your system, that it has these contradictory effects of, on the one hand, making you very sleepy, on the other hand, making your heart beat too fast, that it gives you dry mouth. This is not something that is to be messed with. And I had Benadryl because I get allergic to some stuff. But let me tell you, I mean, I'm not even sure that I would even mess with it, even if I had an allergic reaction to something. I had contact dermatitis, and Benadryl is quite often given as a drug of choice because it is an antihistamine, and dermatitis is a histamine response. But, I mean, and I didn't overdose on it. I took, I think, half of one pill, which is maybe 12 milligrams or something, as opposed to 900 milligrams, and did hallucinate on it and was uncomfortable enough. I figured I'd much rather have itchy, scratchy skin than be hallucinating. And for me, I mean, it really did put me to sleep. So the point being, ask your son about what you want him to do, what he wants you to do, and why he was doing this, and just to give you a little bit of clarity, you know what's really going on here. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. But I think it's perfectly okay to say to him, "This scared the living daylights out of me." I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.